Wow, here may be some motivation to call an Uber or a cab or whatever if you're out and you ended up having a little more to drink than you expected you would have originally, because two men are accused of driving drunk. They've now been charged with the deaths of people that police say they killed by operating a motor vehicle while they were impaired. One included a man whose wife drowned in the car that he drove into a lake, reportedly. Prosecutors officially accused Joseph Mayorana, 35 years old, of murdering his wife last month in a Goodyear Lake crash. Maricopa County's attorney's office said that it indicted Mayorana for one count of second-degree murder after originally charging him with manslaughter. The suspect's wife died on March 22nd. Her husband was driving when the vehicle drove into a residential lake within a gated community near Estrella Parkway and Willis Road at around 7:50 in the evening, according to Goodyear police. The couple was driving back from a baseball game when the crash occurred. And according to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, Mayorana's blood alcohol content was allegedly more than twice the legal limit. Witnesses called the Goodyear Police Department to report a vehicle that had crashed into a lake and was rapidly sinking before the crash. They said that they'd heard screaming and the vehicle speeding, and police who responded to the scene found the suspect outside of the vehicle yelling that his wife was trapped inside. People, bystanders, and those officers that showed up tried multiple times apparently to rescue the victim, but no one was able to get her out of the car, and a dive team later found her dead in that vehicle. In a statement, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell said that, quote, she commended the brave citizens and officers in this situation who attempted to save the victim's life, but said, we're pursuing this charge of murder as a result of the husband's reckless behavior. And we just found out yesterday that a man was arrested for hitting and killing someone whose car was stopped on I-10. It was a fatal collision that happened around 7 a.m. Sunday morning on westbound I-10 near 75th Avenue. This actually ended up closing down the freeway for a while. This man allegedly crashed his car into a vehicle that was parked on the side of the freeway, killing the driver of that car. He's been arrested for manslaughter. The victim had been driving a Mercedes-Benz coupe that pulled over to the shoulder for vehicle issues. And 29-year-old Yukel Celbrillo is accused of swerving for some unknown reason and hitting the Mercedes, and also hitting the Mercedes driver, who suffered fatal injuries. The passenger had minor injuries, according to court documents, but they say that he had a preliminary blood alcohol content of 0.213. His bond's been set at $500,000. That is high. You know, being an alcoholic in recovery, I've met people with much higher blood alcohol content than that. But, you know, for the, the amateurs, as we call some folks like this, you know, 0.213. Yeah, you're in no position to drive whatsoever. He was booked into jail on one count of manslaughter, one count of endangerment. And like I said, his bond set at $500,000. But man, I know it, like we get example after example after example put in front of us, you know, just driving after you've had too much to drink is just never a good idea. It's never going to work out.